And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the God of gods. O give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land for a heritage, even a heritage unto Israel his servant. Who remembered us in our low estate, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh. O give thanks unto the God of heaven.
From any community which strives to live creatively and redemptively for God, should proceed from this community thanksgiving and gracious praise to God for his enduring grace that sustains us. Ours is a community of study and reflection. Would you join with me for a few moments of silent prayer in thanksgiving for the gracious opportunity that we have this day of beginning and in ensuing academic study for this year. Let us pray for a few moments and then I'll close with our prayer of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Our Father, Thou who hast called us to this community of faith, study, and reflection, we give Thee thanks for these opportunities which lie before us, opportunities which demand our best and deplore our oft laziness and contentment. For these new beginnings, we thank Thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Our prayer of supplication and guidance in new endeavors. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Break us, melt us, mold us, fill us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We beseech Thee, our Lord, to draw closer than breath or the beat of the heart, and fill us completely with Thee. May we in these moments of worship have true, meaningful communion with Thee. We are unworthy of Thy love and Thy care. Thank You for caring for us and for loving us. Father, we pray for guidance in our new endeavors, here at school, on the church fields, in our social life, in personal lives. When we rely on ourselves, we fail. But when we rely on Thee, we are successful in all ways. Lord, the path ahead often appears dark, and we do not know where Thou wouldst have us to go. We pray for a tranquil trust in Thy love, that we may walk forward through the gloom, unfaltering, fearless, and confident, having within us that divine light which makes clear our day. Lead us, Lord, lead us, Thy children, in Thy righteousness. Make Thy way plain before Thy face.
Let us pray silently, asking God to give us a new awareness of the needs of mankind. Our Father, who hast bestowed upon us all that we have and are, we raise our voices to Thee in thanksgiving. We ask Thee now to guide us as we worship here and as we seek Thy guidance from day to day. Give us a new awareness of the needs of our brothers who are so much less fortunate than we. May we never think that thou dost love us more than others, but rather let us realize that we have been blessed to serve. As we are clothed, help us to remember the naked. As we are filled, help us to remember those who would fain fill themselves with the husk that swine do eat. As we are loved, help us to remember those to whom love has never been shown. As we live in peaceful communities, help us to remember those who know no peace. As we remember our friends, help us, our Father, to remember those who have no earthly friends. Thus remembering, help us to share the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ with all, so that he might become their friend also. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. Lest we forget. Amen.